Rashi says, "Vimeshal b'shleima teshiven." If I'll ask her how she's doing and how things are going, she'll answer me. And Kelbi Yishelve. They bring down Rashi and Brachas Nafkov Dalit. That Kelbi Yishelve is speaking about a Kel Shel Shira, but a Kel Shel Dibo is. Then they bring down the whole settle of G'dayle Yisrael who spoke with women. At least she spoke with Isha Shonamis and Choshev Yidin, and Elio spoke. And, we find that they spoke with Noshim. And so there's no problem with Kol B'Yishael. So the Rashba says, but it seems this gather of Shaila Sholem is intimacy. This is like, it's not Samuzai. You're asking, Samuzai speaking about, Samuzai in Yonim, there's no problem whatsoever in this, but this is already, I'm here and I'm asking how you are and how things are going, and she answers, so this is already, an intimate conversation. This already has a dinner bell. So, Rav Nachman was still persistent that he holds the thought we have to be Matthias this Yalta. You don't want to speak with her, so so now we have it the same thing. What's with the Shliach? So the Shliach is how's the Shliach allowed to give over this message? So others say maybe even the shliach, a son. We'll find the shliach that there's no problem of Kol B'Yishael. Or others say pshat. But the whole problem is between, if there'll be a direct conversation between you and her. So in the union of Drisha Sholem, that brings about a kibbutz hadas. The shliach, there's no chibur between him and the ish. He's just giving over the regards that Rabbi Yehuda is sending. So Memele, so there's no problem. And you won't hear her voice, so there's no problem, Kol B'Yishael. So he says, Ein Shoylin B'Yisha. No. That's also what's there. Ein Shoylin B'Yisha. Okay, Meshmul, Ein Shoylin B'Yisha. Shema, as Rashi says, mitoich sheilu sholem yiregilim zeim ze, haydei shluchem, forget, to become, we'll build up a relationship between myself and her, with a shliach, it's like other people say, nitten Shabbos geret, and then we start talking, so I'm not speaking with her, I'm just, and that'll bring up a relationship. This play of conversing with her through a shliach can bring about chibur. Ayidei Baile says, "Oh, good, I'll go. I'll go." Amalei Hochim Meshmul and Shalom Bishlam Yishaklam. Period. Let's see what Rashi says. Amalei Avnachna Ayidei Baile. Hey, Ani Shliach Ladova and Shalom Bishlam Yishaklam. Shemargil libo vedaita. This brings up an intimate relationship. So memele, so that's awesome. Now let's see Taisvitz. In shalom bishleim yishakla. Vahoda oma besechas apayalim, aye sore ishtecho. Sheshoilim bishleim haishal yedei baile. The more learns that not, it's permitted. That's the proper thing to do. Hayne davke b'sheile sholem, avu shloich lo b'sholem, afoi dei baile osa. There's drisha sholem and sheile sholem. That means sheile sholem is stamazoi asking where she is, or asking about her. That is not gefelach. Drisha sholem is regards. Yeah. Now it seems his wife, his Yalta, was listening in, it seems, into Kamazam, and she was listening into this conversation. And she realized that Rabbi Yehuda had the upper hand in this whole conversation. So, Shochalei Devisu, So his wife sent him a message, Shorilei Tigrei, get rid of him as quickly. Whatever he wants, give him ready and let him leave already. Delay Nishvach Kishan Amot. He's going to make you an Amot. I mean, whatever you're doing, you're sure you're doing wrong. So, it's not advisable to continue this conversation. Send whatever he wants, give him and send him away. Amalei. So he asked him, then it seems he asked him very becoming, my shaitai the mar hochi. Now he calls the mar, which is the Lashon Hodein. What is your purpose coming here? Coming from the dove? Let's find out. What are you here for? What does Rashi say? Sholchele yalte l'Rav Nachman, sholchele tigre, p'ter oisei b'lfanecha, get rid of him quickly. The Loshna Gemara, Leime Mishal, Le Tigre, Shema Maelas, is Bakoshas, each in the area, in Bimamale, his request, or get over with the Din, Kedeli Potamim, and I'll tell him staying here long is not a mile for you. My Shaito de Maroch, he started speaking with Gemaldik Tachet, Maldal Koishal Adoini, what is the purpose of the Odein Loshet Haloim, to come here. What brings you here? Klaima Lama Bo Adoini Heina. Now it's a different type of conversation all of a sudden. Machabedem. Amalei Tasket as Manusu Shadama, but what am I doing here? You sent me as mother. You sent me as mother, that's how I came here. Amalei, I sent you as mother. Ash to shoot at the Malikamin. I don't even speak properly. In your eyes, that means you criticize me in the way I speak. So task it as manusa mishadalva lamal. I'd send you as mone, that means. How would I have the chutzpah to send you as mone? Apek diskid as manusa mibeichad yivachzilei. What do you mean? He said, took out as mone and he showed him. Here's that mone that you sent me. Here I am, and here's that's mother. What do you tell me? He didn't send me as mother. He was malachi. Now I see who you are. Mal again, you're here already. Lishtoi mili. So tell me the reasons for your actions. People will say, I mean, I'll tell you to leave. Between themselves, they make no dinteres, they hamper one the other. So tell me your reasons, and then we'll be done. So I'll hear the reasons for your actions. Oh, Malay. So he started asking him, started questioning him. My time is Shamte Malahu Gav. Why were you menade him? Why did you put him in Chayim? He said, see, you're Shlicha the Rabbona. Tzayra Shlicha the Rabbona. He sent a Shliach. And he was Matsaira. Vinog de Mar, she says, why did you put him in Khairam? You should give him Akas Mandas. The Rav Mangit Aman the Matsaya Shluchi the Ramon. Ah, but some of the Matsaya Shluchi the Ramon, I gave him Akas Mandas. He says, I did better than that. I put him in Khairam, that's better. So the same shot that I'll quote him, not the Makwaita Rav, you could do, if you want, you could do this. Another say because was Rav Mangi Zaman the Mitzar Shluch et Rabbona, but here he was not only Mitzar Shluch et Rabbona, Shlich et Rav Yehuda, he was Mavaz et Rav Yehuda, he called them Yehuda, the Gargaran, so he deserved, for the way he spoke, he deserved more than that. My time ha'ach is mar olay da abdu. Now why did you say San Ezer? Omalei, the Rogel, the Kori, Ichi, Abdi. He calls an Ebeknani. Vitoni, we learned Abaraisa, call a Paisel, Possel. Meinim Vidaba Bishvach Aloylam, a person who's a Possel, he's always a Paisel, he's always criticizing others. And he doesn't praise anyone, so if he calls everyone an Ebed, Vamashmul Bimumai Paisel. And if you want to know what Psula is, see how he's Paisel someone else, that's him, that's his psul. And he's passing everyone else with his psul. So, Rav Nachman said, אין מדעם השמור למייחש לי. למרות מי יפת מיכאיש, that's a sin that is not from the, not a hush of a person, that is a priest. יפת מיכאיש, don't marry such a person. It could be his inevitable. אחוזי אלי ביונה, but the שמור אבא said, כי במחס, it was a kilkeres put out that this person was an heaven. At the hochi vahochi, and in the middle of speaking, also who bardine min al-goi, this bardin who originated from the goi. Oma lei ho hu bardine l'chav Yehuda l'didi, chorus li abbe, you know, the chutzpah, you called me an eved, you know what I am, yuchas I am, da'asine mi beis chashmeinoi malke, I'm a descendant from the beis chashmeinoi, I'm a melech, I'm a koyin. You call me an Eved, the audacity to call me an Eved. Omar lei, so Rabbi Yehuda told them, Hochi Omar Shmuel. You know what Shmuel said? Call the Omar Mibes Chashmenoi, because he's an Eved. If a person says he originates from the Chashmenoi, he's not an Eved. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi as follows. Shusa de Mala Yadana si chosi shaladoini aimi maven, rukava betachti, I don't know how to speak properly. The dinam is not inele betmiye. I pick this kid as a nusa, it's his star as money, mechekish, sholo yam nachman, she over the money, show him that money. I bechad ye mitzay cheke. Leime mal milet, yadabo, val schuse al riva shalais, you should say the reasons for your actions. Sie schlichen der Rabbana. Diese, oder so geht es, es schöll choi lefonot. Et, die wird mavazen, das ist mich alleich, ist mavazen mit dem Jude. Chai und Malkes. Raman gemeine mit zwei schlichen der Rabbana kommen, kamen. Da lief ihm nein, chemur im Meni, es ist alleich lekot. Es ist besser, gebe ich dem Malkes, das ist mein Adem. Ado hochi oma hu beit Baldine, le Rabbi Jude, le Didi, le Sine mi beis, chashpiloi, Chorusly, Eben, I'm such a meyuchas, you called me an Eben. He said, oh, that's what Shmuel said, called on me beis chashmenoi, I'm not Eben. Shekol Zaroi, because the Gemara in Baba Basra relates, and all the chashmenoi, all gom hulgis went and wiped out all the chashmenoi. The Eben, hulgis was an Eben. Umolach tateim, and then he was a mamelach. He called himself, he's the descendant of the Chashmenoi. Now Rashi wants to say, he certainly was an Eved, but to be married of Bas Yisrael, so he had a svara that the Eved of Bas Yisrael of Lav Kosher. Umistom Elav B'nai Yisrael Nosif, and Yisrael Hem La'asi B'nai Yisrael Lavodim. Avalu Kut So my mele, he says, see, you attack an Eved. Some of the Ketaisis HaRosh over here, the Ketaisis HaRosh said that, this question really was an answer. Rav Nachman asked him, which Shmuel said, Kol HaPoysel, B'mumai Poysel, L'meichish Miboy. To be machas that he's an Eved, you don't have any Mekayot to do. You don't remember of Shmuel on this. So that's like a kasha. This is a taina Lachuzila miyoma. So the Rabbi Yehuda the Achiz the Leisad. I mean, it's like a question. Back is how is it like a Achiz? Mishum chutzpi yisayre the chazibe. You know, he saw this guy like a baldik in mechutzev. So he was toiler. Chmoy beruach hakodesh oyim mechav. This was the ruach. I mean, to put two and two together that from this chutzpi yisayre is taka neved. That was like Baruach HaKadosh. That's why he called him an Eved. And then he taka proved the point. When he told him it's in the base Chashmenoi, so it's taka an Eved. It's taka an Eved. Agavuch is a Mordek in Marsha. And I think Tais HaRosh. The Tais HaRosh says, but he wasn't an Eved, because there was still any of the Hashmonai, or the Yoshim of the Hashmonai around, they were Miyayish. They were Zichah Miyayish. I mean, Hudas was a powerful king, so the Zichah were Miyayish from the Abdes, Shmuel Holtz, Amavkir Abdoi, the Yotzel Lechetz, Mein Tzorch Get Shichah, V'yu Shavak Mei Hefker. So Itaka wasn't an Ebed. I mean, Shloimah, so the Tois was a Rosh Tashlai Hoyum Nesiyayishin. Mishum ki lo eloi lom choysen, bo yum mitzapim shetazulam amluch, and if any descendants of the Hashmonaim, they weren't Miyayish. It's a difficult period now. Now he's in the steering wheel, he has the Malchus, but that does not mean this will always continue. So they were hoping this will become bottles, so and they never were Miyayish. So he was an Eved, Zitak is an Eved. The base Hashmonaim. Yeah. Amalei, so he told him, whatever in question he had, up his sleeve. Such a member of, he's the god of Talmud of Shmuel, but Namish, it was like made to order, Hocham Shmuel. So Amalei, Leisovel, Lamar, Lahod, Amarabab, Amarabun, Amarab, Kol Talmud Chochim, Shemoira, Haloche, Bo, Talmud Chochim says over Haloche. If he said this before, it was negaya him. He said, oh, remember, it's not negaya him at all. Shmuel said this and this and this. Fine. You, shaymila. Vimlav ain't shaymila. But if you pin him to the wall, yes, come on, shah. Oh, this, I'm always a paskin like this. Maisara ain't shaymila. Then he's pinned to the wall. So he said that. You can't rely on him. So Mamela, like he's rattling off all these memories of Shmuel, like, Amalei, so he said, listen, Ha'ike Rav Masne Dekoi Kebosi, who'll ask Rav Masne, then you'll hear that he says, now the Gemara says, Moira de Kashkochen, Rav Masne Lechazil Nidoi Tleisish, 13 years Rav Masne was never in Nodo. Ahu Yoima also that day with this whole mice, he came to know the Omalei. So Rav Yehuda approached him. Dochir Mar, you remember my Omar Shmuel, but that member that Shmuel said ki koi chodekara agude vechodekara bemavre. Shmuel said Halacha, 1 foot was on the edge of the river and 1 foot was on the bridge or on a ship. Remember what he said then? Omalei, Hochi Omar Shmuel, Kol the Omar Midabes Hashmenoi Malka Kazina Avdu, Lishtaminai Lahu Revisa, there was only left over one girl from the Beis Hashmenoi, she killed that old and those, Kasalka Leigre, she went up to the roof, Verom Yekole, and she called out, Omra called Omar Midabes Hashmenoi and Avdu. She said she was the only descendant left of the Beis Hashmonaim, and she killed herself. So they gave a hachroza that he was taken ever. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, in time of a maisel yodei omro la'ayshmu ele talmito v'shem rabboi nemel omro v'shas maisel. Love ain't a nemeloid v'shem rabboi. Shema machmas maisa bolo yodom. Okay, maybe because he was put now into a pinch, he said it. A good as fast hano, a mamra la gesher, inami, besoich hasvina, lava hano.